77 WABC and Bergen Newbridge Medical Center honor the life of legendary broadcaster and our friend, Ernie Anastas.
Hi, it's Ernie Anastas. You know, your thoughts can affect how you feel. Bergen Newbridge Medical Center is the largest hospital in New Jersey, providing comprehensive, equitable, compassionate, and high-quality emergency inpatient and outpatient medical care, plus mental health services and substance use disorder treatment. The Bergen Newbridge team can address your total health needs in one convenient location. Call 201-225-7130 for an appointment or newbridgehealth.org.
The very dignified Judge Andrew Napolitano, who walked in during the break, and if I was still smoking parliaments, I would have had one because you just started.
I'll tell you what I said.
What did you say?
Your 5-minute soliloquy at the, which was consisted of the last segment, was one of the most articulate statements I've heard, A, from you, and B, about this case.
Is that right?
It was true, it was sound, it was culturally wise, and it was articulate.
Can you pick
and,
out...
And you used proper grammatical construction. Yeah,
which I don't always do, mind you. On purpose. On purpose.
Because, it wasn't like you were talking with Curtis.
Right. You know, and sometimes it's because I'm not that bright, and sometimes it's because I'm one of the peeps. You know, I always... That's how I basically promote myself as one of the guys, right? Well, I'm not sitting on a panel on Fox News, but what about what I said?
Well, you didn't have any notes in front of you. You spoke from your heart. And often, those of us who do this for a living, we know this lesson. You are more articulate when you speak from the heart as opposed to having notes in front of you.
Isn't that the case with Trump himself?
Yes, it is
when he goes off of the cheat sheet there. He's much better, the teleprompter.
Yes, so the first person I texted yesterday when the verdict came down, and I was live on Newsmax, was you.
I saw that.
Just to say... I am sickened by this because he's my friend like you. I mean, I have known him maybe longer than you have.
You have, yes.
I have known him for 38 years.
I've known him for about 30.
And
we used to go to Tyson fights together.
Right, right.
Not together. We were just in the same building. But I was there. He was on my sports shows.
It sickened me. It's hard. It still hasn't set in. But I got to give you a mature professional analysis. Put aside my emotions.
Okay, let's put those aside. Let's start right away with the attorneys. Alan Dershowitz, very critical of Blanche yesterday. My wife, critical as well. I will die feeling the same way. I don't care what attorney defended Trump in this case. The moment those jurors walked into the courtroom, especially with the instructions and the lead from the judge, he was going to be guilty. But if you want to play this game, go after Blanche, go ahead.
Okay, so when you feel that the deck is stacked against you, and this is the Dershowitz argument with which I fully, fully concur, there are a few people better at this than Professor Dershowitz. You force the judge to make a lot of decisions to lay the grounds for appeal. You make motion after motion after motion. For example, we want to be able to have Alan Weisselberg testify. Oh, you can't get him out of jail. You can't get him out of jail.
But of course you can.
That was a big mistake
by Todd Blanche.
A terrible mistake by Todd Blanche. After he made that mistake, he should have said, well, why didn't the other side call Alan Weisselberg to testify? There were three people in those conversations, one of whom they locked up, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. He failed to make that argument. He should never have denied. I know Trump forced them to do this. He should never have denied the sexual relationship, because by denying the one-night stand, A, that allowed them to put Stormy Daniels on the stand, and B, even worse, it allowed them to play the tape.
You mean the Access Hollywood tape?
Correct.
Billy Bush.
Correct.
Grab him by the P word.
Correct, correct. If he had just admitted, look, he's the president, he's a great man, he's not a saint, he had a one-night stand, big deal, it's not illegal, that takes all of that out of the courtroom. So those, I think, were errors that he made. Another error that he made was failing to ask the judge to instruct the jury, you can find him guilty of just these misdemeanors, just these bookkeeping errors. Second, another mistake he made was failing to have the judge compel the jury to tell Trump what the underlying crime was. Trump woke up this morning. I woke up this morning, you woke up this morning, and none of us knows exactly what he was convicted of.
Correct, and you can include Alvin Bragg, Judge Marchand, and the jury in that. I couldn't help but laugh yesterday. Alina Haba was on the show, one of his great attorneys, and we were talking about The judge basically gave the jury the opportunity to find that second crime. Go find. I'm saying, what do you mean find the second crime? What about the first crime? What's the first crime? They never, in 8 weeks of testimony, really told us what that was.
Only in closing arguments did the government suggest four theories as to what the underlying crime could be. And
correct.
The judge said to them, you don't have to agree on all four, as long as 12 of you agree that at least one of them. So three could agree on one, and three on another, and three on another, and three on another. That's against the law.
Usually, you see a unanimous decision.
Correct. The government is required to prove every element of the crime beyond a reasonable doubt to a moral certainty and unanimously by the jury. This judge, in fairness to the judge, the law is defective. The law does not require this unanimity. The law is wrong. The law is unconstitutional. He could have corrected it. I don't know if Todd, because I wasn't in the courtroom, Alan may know. I don't know if Todd Blanche asked for this or not. I don't think he did. If he did, we would have heard it.
All right. Alan Dershowitz and Joseph Tacopina both coming up after you. Let's get to the next process for Trump's attorney. It's not going to be Todd Blanche. I'm interested to see who he's going to have for the next process, which is the appeal. Everybody that I played this morning, everybody from Jonathan Turley to Greg Jarrett, all these great legal minds say, Ted Cruz, they are 100% sure, not 99%, 100% sure this is a reversible verdict.
I am in the same category. I'm not 100% sure it will be reversed, because you may get that same mindset amongst appellate judges. Where do the appellate judges come from? They're former trial judges. They're from the same elite and the same culture that Judge Mershon is from. Where in Manhattan, where the judges are elected, they're all liberal Democrats. I mean, that's a defect in the system. However, I agree with my colleagues. There is an ironclad defect, and that is the failure to articulate the underlying crime. The Fifth Amendment requires the government tell you what you're charged with. The Eighth Amendment requires that you be able to, or the Sixth Amendment, excuse me, requires that you be able to confront the evidence against you. Neither happened with Trump here.
Let's talk about the...
And he's not going to fire Todd Blanche. He's just going to hire another team.
No, of course.
Appellate advocacy. Alan Dershowitz is one of the best appellate advocates in the country.
Yeah.
I'm happy to say that. It's true. Appellate advocacy is a very different art. Also, there's the potential for, I'm sorry to say this, ineffective assistance of counsel, because that's an appellate hook on which to hang your hat. And therefore, you need another set of eyes looking at what Todd Blanche did.
Yeah. Listen, I think Blanche did a bad job. I'm on record saying it. My wife keeps coming back.
Oh, your wife wants to kill you.
Yeah, because, you know.
Dershowitz's wife wants to kill him.
Well, yeah, I know. And what they have to understand is they're arguing I'm on their side. I think Todd did a bad job. What I'm saying, and if they don't believe it, they're just wrong, is that with this judge, with this jury, you could have had the greatest attorney that God ever created. He was still going to be guilty. There's no question.
Okay.
They came back in less than 24 hours after being confused by jury instructions the day before and gave you 34 guilty counts.
You're right. But the remedy, when the deck is stacked against you, is to force the judge to make hundreds of decisions because he's going to make some mistakes.
Yeah, you got to try. You're right. And you would think he makes some mistakes.
Even if he gets pissed off at you, that's too bad. To have thick skin, that's your job.
Let's talk about the possible punishments. Fine, probation, house arrest. And I also got a ton of texts from my idiot friends. Oh, my God, he's going to jail. He's not going to jail.
I will tell you outright he's not going to jail. When a judge sentences, he doesn't get to sentence whatever he wants. There are guidelines he has to follow, and there are precedents. And there's a checklist called aggravating factors and mitigating factors. The aggravating make the crime worse. The mitigating make the defendant better. What are the principal ones? Does he have a prior record? No. Is this a crime of violence? No. Is he a threat to the community? No. How did he hurt the victims? What victims? There are no victims. So the four most important questions, no, 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 and no, indicate no jail time. Well, all the people out there worried about jail time, take a breather. He's not going to jail. Not for this.
So what do you think is the most likely? Fines and a probation, right?
Well, probation will just irritate the hell out of him because it forces him to go into those crappy probation offices and deal with those folks once a week. They probably will give him probation for a year or two and a fine. Now, if he's president of the United States, that's suspended. Probation is suspended. If he hasn't paid the fine yet, and he probably won't, you knowing him, that's suspended also.
Unfortunately, when he does win the presidency, there's nothing he can do to remove this new status of, I hate saying these two words, but convicted felon.
Correct. There's a lot he can do as president about the two federal cases against him, but there's nothing he can do about this or the Georgia case.
Right.
Both state cases.
Did you know that St. Luke's University Health Network, based in the Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania, has been recognized by the U.S. government as the highest performing health system in the United States for quality? You heard right. St. Luke's number one recognition affirms our status as the top leader among the most respected healthcare providers in the nation, including Houston Methodist and the Mayo Clinic. To state it simply, if you want to receive the best care when you go to a hospital, come to St. Luke's.